AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump says it was the only glitch in 2 months of his administration.
They've made a big deal out of this because we've had two perfect months.
He's downplaying the inclusion of a journalist in a group chat about military plans in Yemen against Houthi rebels. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth avoided questions about whether classified material was discussed.
Nobody's texting more plans.
Kazu, you're up.
I know exactly what I'm doing, exactly what we're directing. And I'm really proud of what we accomplished, the successful missions that night and going forward.
Pentagon press secretary during the Biden administration, Sabrina Singh, says this was potentially dangerous.
And if an adversary were to have intercepted these messages, what it does is it puts our fighter pilots who were up in the air about to conduct the operation against the Houthis at risk. I mean, it truly puts their lives at risk.
President Trump defended National Security Advisor Mike Waltz. President Trump signed an executive action focusing on election fraud.
This will go a long way toward ending it. There are other steps that we will be taking as a next in the coming weeks, and we think we'll be able to end up getting fair elections.
Federal health officials say they are pulling back more than $11 billion in coronavirus-related funds for state and local public health departments and other health organizations throughout the country. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear vetoed a Republican-backed bill touted as an attempt to bring clarity to the state's near-abortion ban, saying it would do the opposite by undermining the judgment of doctors while further imperiling the lives of pregnant women in emergency situations. Prince Harry resigned as a patron of an African charity he co-founded nearly 20 years ago in memory of his late mother, Princess Diana, citing the breakdown of the relationship between members of the board and the chairwoman. Senta Bali was founded in 2006. This is AP News. At least 24 people have died from wildfires in South Korea.
Officials say the death toll includes a pilot who died after a helicopter crashed during efforts to contain a blaze in the southeast. The aircraft had no other crew members. Police add most of the dead nationwide are those in their 60s and 70s. The National Fire Agency reports that at least 26 people have sustained varying degrees of injuries. Experts look on after an ancient Buddhist temple is among the many structures destroyed in the wildfires that have burned over 43,000 acres. The temple's state-designated treasure, a stone Buddha statue reportedly manufactured in the 8th century, was evacuated to a safe place, according to officials. In a televised address, South Korea's acting president, Han Duk-soo, says that the wildfires that began last Friday are worse than many previous ones. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.